One day, near the end of March, Edwin stopped by for one of his visits. A cold, drenching rain had been falling all day. When Edwin stepped from the skiff, Cole could tell that something was wrong. Edwin mumbled a half-hearted greeting as he pulled his boat safely up on the rocks. He silently picked up and carried a box of supplies toward the cabin. Cole picked up the other box from the skiff and followed. Inside the cabin, he heated water while they dried off. Edwin sat beside the window and waited until he was almost finished sipping a cup of hot chocolate before he turned to Cole.
"I got a call from Garvey yesterday," he said.
"How is Garvey?" Cole asked excitedly.
"He said that last week, Peter tried to commit suicide."
"Suicide?"
Cole caught his breath.
"Why?"
"If someone is treated as if his life is worthless, he begins to believe it."
"But his life isn't worthless," Cole protested. Edwin stood and with one motion opened the door and flung the last of his hot chocolate outside. "I never told him he was worthless," Cole argued.
"Smashing his head on a sidewalk is a funny way of telling Peter he's valuable."
"That was a mistake," Cole pleaded.
Edwin picked up his raincoat and headed into the pouring rain. "Hell of a mistake," he called back, pulling on his coat as he strode toward his boat. Wearing only a t-shirt, Cole ran after Edwin.
"I've said I'm sorry," he shouted.
Edwin stopped in his tracks and turned so suddenly Cole nearly ran into him.
"That doesn't help Peter."
He turned and continued toward his boat.
"What more can I do?" Cole pleaded.
Edwin kept walking, ignoring the rain and cold.
"I'm not sure anything can help now."
When he crawled into the boat, he gave the starter rope a sharp pull and the engine roared to life.
"There is one way to help him," Cole blurted, but his voice was drowned out as Edwin revved the engine to steer the boat out away from the rocks. "You're not listening," Cole screamed across the water. "I can help him."
Edwin gunned the engine and angled out of the bay, refusing to look back. As Cole watched the boat disappear into the rain, he picked up a strand of kelp off the shore and gave it a hard fling. Maybe Edwin was right and nothing could help Peter. But maybe, if Peter came to the island, he would see how much things could change. Peter was probably terrified. That was exactly why he needed this place. He could visit the pond. He could carry the ancestor rock and carve his own totem. He could dance and maybe even see the spirit bear himself. Most important, Cole could prove to Peter this island held no monsters.